it is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Yes, The Walking Dead. We're going to be talking about last night's episode. As you can tell, if I'm saying last night, that means today is Monday. What's the date? March 7th. We're going to be talking about the episode Not Tomorrow Yet that aired on AMC. Alongside of me, I have all the way from the state that looks like a penis, Kristen. What's up?
What up? Chilling.
All right. So I know before we got on the air and started doing it, your little niece, or is it your niece, Brianna, is a little upset at you. She called you the B word because you wouldn't let her be on the show.
She did.
Whoa. How old is this girl?
11, going on 30.
Oh, yes. This is Teen Mom right here. Season 12 in the making.
Woo! Oh, God. Already she will be back. She will be back.
I know. She wanted to be on the show, but apparently you said no. Back off.
No, I said no because she's sick, so she has coughing fits.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't want that.
No, and she wasn't prepared, so no, she has to wait.
There you go. All right, so it's just you and I. Brancy can't be on the show because she has to work, of course. Jesus still refuses. He's like on a podcaster strike until we start paying him. I tried to tell him, you know, I was like, hey, if Kristen gives you 3 dates, and he was like, no, that's not enough.
Oh, my God.
So we got to work on something, Kristen. Maybe a massage.
No.
You know, something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So we got to do it for the Walking Dead fans.
How about a text?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Let's just think about it. Let's get to the show, okay? I just rewatched it. How many times did you watch it? Once or twice?
Twice.
Me too. All right. So this episode, you saw my tweets. It was pretty intense.
It was.
Holy crap. Me and my wife was even getting, you know, she was stressing out a little bit on this episode too, because especially when they went to Negan's compound, was someone going to die? I was waiting for that.
Oh, my God. I know. That guy scares me. I'm so afraid when he comes out.
Oh, God. He's going to be so pissed.
Every door that opened, I was like, no.
I was just waiting like, man, they blew up his other people, his Sons of Anarchy group. Now they just blew up this compound people and cut up everybody and shot up everybody. Oh, he's going to be so pissed. Oh, my gosh. But let's go back to the beginning of this. How did you feel about that song playing while Carol was baking cookies?
I actually wrote that down, and I was like, what the fuck is up with that cheerful song in the beginning?
I thought that was awesome.
No, it was. It was, but if Walking Dead, they don't play songs like that. But, I think that was the first time they've done that.
Yeah, you know, it was cool to see, and I thought what I really liked about it was that cheesy bubblegum kind of fun song. She's baking cookies. She's delivering cookies. Everybody's like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then they're like, okay, a smile on the face. And then Rick shows up and is like, hey, meet me at the church. We're going to have to fight. And then you're back to reality.
You know? And actually, if anybody liked that song, I wrote it down. It's called Weeds or Wildflowers, okay. And it's by Parsons Field.
I like it. I was kind of bopping my head, snapping my finger, tapping my foot right now when I was watching it again.
It sounded like an old school song.
It was good. It was cool. And then Rick just screws it all up. We're going to fight. Meet me at church in an hour.
We're going to go kill some people.
What'd you think about Carol and Morgan talking right there by the bushes?
Oh, Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
He annoys me. Why? He told her that it's kind of like she did the same thing he did. No.
Yes. Yes. When he said that, it's like, oh, you don't want to tell nobody because you're just guilty. Boy, I thought she was going to turn around and shoot him in the kneecap or something.
Right?
I can't believe. Do you think he means that?
Sadly, yes.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, because then now let's think about it. Is there any possible way that he's right?
I mean, right there.
There's nothing. I mean, she's not telling. I think she's not telling because she knows that Rick and the group will probably kick him out of there.
Yeah, they'll vote him off the island.
You know, and I think as much as Carol hates him, she knows that he can fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's only saving grace that Morgan has is that he's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. But when he said that, I was like, the balls, the nerve of this.
Seriously. And he rolled up on her. Like, it's not like she went out trying to talk to him.
He just popped out of a tree. I was like, where did this guy come from? So he does that. And then you see, of course, Carol can't sleep at night. And she's writing in her diary. I thought it was going to be something good. But she's just like keeping track of people she's killing.
Mm-hmm.
18 people. It seems like it's taking a toll on her.
Yeah, and it's weird because she wrote down 18, but I haven't seen her really kill anybody for a while.
She hasn't done it in a minute. Mm-mm. But, I mean, maybe the wolves, definitely. And then Taramis, she was blowing people up like crazy, wasn't she? Or yeah. And then the two little, the one little girl, what was her name?
Lizzie.
I loved her. She was so awesome.
I know. She was so cute.
I'm a little crazy, but I like crazy.
Wait, but first, go back to those cookies that Carol was making. Because who the fuck makes cookies with beets and acorns?
Carol does.
That's disgusting.
And according to your boy Tobin, those are the best damn beet, acorn, or whatever cookies that she made.
I thought it was funny, too, because she left one at Sam's grave.
I know. I didn't catch it at first. I was like, hon, is that a – and I goes, who's Sam? And she's like, that's a little boy. And I was like, oh, Carol misses him.
Yeah, she tried him with the whole cookies thing in that one episode.
Yeah.
And then she went and left him one.
Oh, so, you know, it shows you – it's kind of messed up how I forget about the kid. I'm like, what? Who was his name again?
Who?
The crazy little kid. And then let's talk about it. The internet semi-exploded. I think people were pissed off. I don't know about you. Were you one of them that Carol was kissing the wrong person? It should have been Daryl.
No.
You don't want them together?
No, not together, no. Okay. I like their scenes together, and I like the relationship that they have with each other, but no. To make it a romantic thing, no.
It's almost like, I kind of picture Carol and it's almost like a mother-son kind of friendship kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. I actually like the Tobin thing. And it's funny because I was watching it with Brianna. And Brianna, last time, was like, Rick and Michonne are going to hook up. Watch. And then last night we were watching and she's like, Chrissy, I'm psychic and I'm going to call it. Carol and this guy are going to end up together.
And it happened.
It did.
I should have her on the show. She is calling stuff better than you.
What?
I'm just saying, But no, but he was, that line he put onto her, and I'm not saying it was a line, but he was suave. I mean, that's, you could tell he's a pimp.
Yeah.
when he tells her about being a mom and taking care of the bad stuff and the scary stuff, I was like, that is a good line.
Yeah. But I think he believed it because he's not. I mean, we've seen him before, and he's not a fighter.
No, he's not. He's just not, you know, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, he's, you know, he's probably, because he has kids, right? Doesn't he have kids?
I don't know.
I think he has kids. Like, the kids were asleep, and I think when she delivered the cookies, and he was like, I know we're running out of food, and the kids, and whatever, and she's like, just take them. I think he does have kids. But you're right. I think he's just a normal dad that doesn't know how to, you know, he's not going to, I mean, he was one of the guys in the church when Father Gabriel was leaving. He's like, hey, dude, where are you going? I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. So I agree with you. I think they make a good couple. You know, it just sucks because I'm wondering. I'm like, okay, they just kissed. Is he going to make it? Because now that Carol's happy, all of a sudden he's going to get taken away.
I know.
Or Carol's kidnapped and Tobin's going to find out. He's going to try and then he's going to get killed by Negan.
No.
Okay, and speaking of douchebags, okay?
Oh, God. No, I already know where you're going.
You know, I tweeted out, I say, it's official, Abraham can now become zombie feed.
Yes.
And the only reason I'm keeping Abraham around, it's the same thing I feel that Carol's keeping Morgan around, because he's big and he can fight. Mm-hmm. But that's the only reason, because, dude, when he told her, why Dingleberry's brown? And then I thought you were the only woman on the earth, and you're not.
What a dick.
Now they talked about it in Talking Dead. What do you think? Do you think he said it because he wanted to push her away? Or do you think he really meant that?
No, I think he meant it. He likes Sasha.
I know. I'm just hoping there was a little part that when he said it, I was like, for a split second, I was like, he just wants to just totally slam her on the ground so she doesn't be with him. Like, he has to like her. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, last week he was laying naked in bed, just finished having sex with her and thinking about Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so pissed at
him. And talk about bad timing. Like, they're about to go fight.
Yes.
And he's going to tell her some stupid shit like that.
Yes. But she handled it. I mean, you know, the next day, I mean, she did snap at Carol a little bit. I thought Carol was going to backslap her and, like, put some bacon, baby powder in her hand and go, psh, right there on her face. Like,
yeah, but she wasn't even talking about Abraham.
No, she wasn't.
She was complaining about Morgan.
But she did come up. I think she was still fueled up from the night before. I think she was mad about it and then focused on that. Because even Carol was like smoking a cigarette like, bitch, who? What the hell is wrong with you?
Who are you?
I know. Who are you? You just got dumped. But yeah, that whole part there was bad. I'm not a fan of Abraham. And the only reason why.